1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time 751, second Thursday of the month, State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative Meskers. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Doing okay. All right. I guess we'll start with your RTM hat on this morning to talk about discussion about geothermal at Hamilton Avenue School. What's your take on what's happening here and the delay in the vote until next month, at least?
Well, so two things. One, we wrapped up the session with the sitting RTM members. In January, we'll have new chairs of committees. We will all be sworn in under the new session. I'm coming back again. I think a goodly portion of people are coming back. So there'll be continuity. And this session, we were there until about 10 to 12. It was a day fraught with minuscule and big issues. One of the biggest, I thought, was geothermal. Specifically, the program over at Hamilton Avenue School, where we have a geothermal system that was installed like 15 years ago. It looks like it was installed on the research, it looks like it might not have been the optimal installation, but apparently it was running correctly for 15 years, right? And so now the proposal is to rip out the system and to install a gas turbine. And luckily, all of the major committees, BOC, Finance, Public Works, we all voted against the appropriation because we want the numbers on what it costs to rehabilitate the geothermal. You know, and you can look at it from a carbon footprint, et cetera, but it's very simple. I mean, the system, if it's functional and is working, will reduce the cost of gas and therefore it will, use of gas and therefore reduce our operating budget. You know, we spend an awful lot of money on electricity and natural gas to heat and cool our buildings. We've got like 11 buildings, I think, or maybe 15. I've lost count of how many public school, both building and centers. We need to move forward and adopt technology now that's going to go for the next 30 years and not use technology that's 100 years old, because we need to drop our operating costs. We need to be more plan and run smarter and smoother. So I was very happy with that. I was a big champion of that. When the session starts in Hartford, I'll be looking to see if I can grab some funding for both solar and geothermal initiatives in town. Because I think we've got to do things to drop our operating costs. We've got to do things that are environmentally sound.
Well, what does it say, though, about, I guess, the lack of logistical support, if you want to put it that way, for geothermal, that for Central Middle School, they're not even considering that. They're not considering geothermal.
It shows a lack of vision right now. It shows the fact that we need to move into the 21st century. I mean, this is technology that's been around for God knows how long. And the idea that we're not comfortable adopting technology, it's basically simple HVAC going forward. I mean, it is not high-end technology. It's not landing a man on the moon. It speaks to a reticence to embrace technology, and it speaks not badly of our town employees, but it speaks that we've had a lack of support for technology and technological innovation. And I think what we should have done is we should have signed contracts with maintenance agreements, with 2-, 3-, 4-year maintenance agreements, so that we begin to learn how to operate the systems, which are not that hard. And the second piece of that training program is that we move forward with eventually hiring people with an expertise, because as we switch our buildings to a modern technology, you know, we'll have to have some expertise in-house. But, you know, it's unquestioning, you know, the technology is not advanced. But when you buy technology that's more advanced, you don't shy away from it. You figure out how to support it. And that whether it's computers, whether it's smart screen, if you're buying security systems, you don't need to hire a security expert. You need to hire and outsource the management. This one, if it was very high tech, I'd say we need to have permanent outsourcing. But the fact is, it's not that high a technology. We should be able to get the training. We should be able to give the support. Our staff should be comfortable that we're going to support it. Clearly, the staff doubts the willingness of our elected officials to support the system. And I think we need to assure them that if we're going to buy technology, the funds are going to be available and the training is going to be available to support it.
All right, let's talk about the session coming up. It's the short session. What do you foresee?
you know, the numbers, they're not grim, but, and now that we just had a pretty spectacular bounce yesterday in the stock market, but we've had a reduction in our capital gains, or estimated capital gains for the session, for the year. So our budget's going to get some minor clipping to it in terms of revenue projections, right? Next, so we'll have to see how the budget fits versus expectation. It's going to constrain our hands as to how much we spend. It'll be the first time since we walked into the pandemic where there isn't a bag full of gifts, if you will, in the form of cash. So we're going to have to be judicious in what we do up at the assembly. We have to realize that money doesn't grow on trees. I think what we've done over the last couple of years is billions and billions of dollars of debt have been paid down that was unfunded, which is reducing, and pensions debt that was paid down, which is reducing the amount of fixed costs, and that's giving us a sustainable expenditure on our programs, social programs, general maintenance, roads, capital investments. So we need to maintain and hold the core, because the only way you have a sustainable budget is if you don't borrow against tomorrow's revenue. So, you know, I'll be sitting there with the Moderate Caucus making sure that we hold on to the fiscal guardrails and manage our budget correctly.
Okay. What's going to happen with the noise ordinance? Is this something that you take up on the legislature with the Board of Health abandoning it? What happens now with that?
Well, you know, frankly, I was flabbergasted. If you walk through this town, which is a classic, I mean, it's the finance, one of the finance capitals or the residents of many financial titans in industry in Greenwich. It's a sophisticated town. You know, the one thing you hear is, though, is a very strong New England sense of independence. There's a lot of focus on the glory and beauty of our charter, that we're home ruled, et cetera. So I have to say I was flabbergasted to find that every time I show up somewhere, someone says, don't send another mandate. Don't you tell me what to do. Don't bother me. And I kind of get a kick out of that. And I honor it, right? I mean, it's the feelings of the town. Now, I'm looking at this measure, and they're essentially saying we can't figure out our noise ordinance, and we're transferring it to let the statewide noise ordinance rule. I'm flabbergasted. The logical progression would have been if the health department felt that the noise ordinance in relation to gas leaf blowers was either too arbitrary or too difficult. The logical thing would have been to say, we're not going to dismantle the noise ordinances for the town. We're going to transfer the purview to the police department or to one of the other operating parts. We're going to move to transfer. Instead, they withdrew the noise ordinances, which now allow garbage pickups earlier, construction noise earlier. It basically broadens, you know, it broadens the scope of noise that is permitted, which is not what I'm hearing from my residents. So I was kind of, I just don't know why we got this tossed back into the state's hands. And I could see the comments from the first selectman and from Janet and from Laura Raven. Our select people, we're going to have to get in front of this and figure out how we craft a new noise ordinance and probably a standalone leaf blower ordinance. So I know the machinations are going on now. I expect to see something in our January meeting relating to some part of the noise ordinance. And I know the town law department is actually trying to figure out how do we reinstate some type of noise ordinance and where does it rest.
All right, State Representative Stephen Meskers, thanks very much for your time. Yourself great. Happy holidays, rest of the year, and we'll talk again next year.
Same. Take care, Tony. Bye-bye.